We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Samach Hei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning at the end of Samach Dalet Amud Beis, the last line, end of a line. We just finished learning that Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan argue in our Mishnah, if someone sells something, does he sell it b'ayin yafa, sell it in a generous way? Or it's Rabbanan hold, it's Moicher b'ayin ra, which is a stingy way. So who do we pass like? So Itamar, Rav Huna Amar Rav, Rav Huna Amar Shem Rav, Halacha Kedivri Chachamim. We pass like the Chachamim, who holds b'ayin ra Moicher. Rav Yiri b'Abba Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yirama says, "B'shem Shmuel, halach Rabbi Kiva, that we paskin ba'ayin yafa meicher." So it comes out, it's really machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav Huna says, "B'shem Rav, that we paskin ayin ra." And Rabbi Yirama ba'ava says, "B'shem Shmuel, they paskin like Rabbi Kiva, which is ayin yafa." So Amalei Rav Yirama ba'ava to Rav Huna. Rabbi Yirama says to Rav Huna, "You're saying b'shem Rav that we paskin the chum." V'azimnu sagim and read the kamei de Rav. Halach hechus a Rabbi Kiva l'amalei v'leimidi. I a bunch of times said in front of Rav that we paskin like Rabbi Kiva, and he didn't say anything. He agreed. So how can you say Rav says he passed the Chachamim? I said in front of Rav that we passed the Kiva. He didn't argue. Amalei, so Rav Huna asked Rabbi Abba, "Hey, how do you garish the Mishnah?" Amalei, he said, "Ibchatanina." He didn't say the words "Ibchatanina," which means, but the Gemara explains that he said it over in the opposite way. That means he held that Rabbi Kiva was the one who held Ayin Ra Meicher. So he said, and that, oh, now I understand. Shemachi lo Amalei Midi. That's what Rav didn't say anything. Because Rav holds we pass the Chum Ayin Ra. The way you said over the Mishnah was that Rav Akiva holds Ayin Ra. Then you said we pass the Rav Akiva. So of course Rav agreed, because there's no difference. Why should he correct you? You're coming out the same thing. It's Ayin Ra. But in truth, really the Girs is all the way, and we pass the Chum, and Rav Yiri Abba said it over B'Shem Shmuel, Lach Rav Akiva, doesn't mean like Rav Yiri Abba's version of Rav Akiva, because then it would be the same halacha like Rav. It would be a halacha of Ayin Ra Meicher. He means to, Shmuel meant to say, Lach Rav Akiva, Ba'ayin Yafa. So it comes out, we have a chlekes, Rav and Shmuel, if we paskin like the Chachamim, or we paskin Rav Akiva. Now Rav Yirmi Abba had a different girsa, and therefore he thought that Rav and Shmuel agreed to the same thing, both paskin Rav Akiva, who hold Ayin Ra. But in truth, it's a chlekes Rav and Shmuel. Amalei Ravino Rav Ashi, Ravino said to Rav Ashi, Lema Ozlo Tamayu. Let's say that the chlekes Rav and Shmuel is Ozlu Tamayu in a different machlekes, where they also argue about Ayin Yafa, Ayin Ra. And maybe it's all Shitasai. Rav here holds Ayin Ra, and Shmuel holds Ayin Yafa, is in a gay, another case. Dom Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Ha'akam Shecholku, there are brothers who are splitting up Yerusha. Now when they split up Yerusha, not every house is the same. So when they split it up, a lot of times they pay each other off in order that I'll get this chalik and I'll pay you off, that you get the little less chalik. It's like they're selling to each other. So they split up their Yerusha. Ein lahem loy derech zalzeh. They don't have a derech, which means that if I buy a chatzar that's in behind the chatzar you took, and I agreed to sell, to let you have that, you have the one closer to the outside, and I took the inside one. The halacha is, I don't get a right to walk through your chatzar to my chatzar unless I buy it off you. Ein lahem derech zalzeh. Veloy sulamay zalzeh. If I got the upstairs and you got the downstairs, I cannot just place a sulam now, bekvias, in your chatzah to get up to my second floor, because it's like ba'ayin yafa meicher. When I allowed you and I sold to you the first floor, I sold to ba'ayin yafa, and you own the rights not to let me go up with a sulam. That's all Shmuel's halacha. I can't open a window ever I want. I can't take an irrigation ditch and take it through your chatzah into my chatzah. And even though that's how it was by our father, but here, since we're splitting it, and now I sold you the rights that you got the better property, let's say, and I took the property behind that, I have no right to put my irrigation ditch through your property without permission, without paying for it. V'zaru b'hem, Shalachas Kfu is saying, and part of the memory, Rav Nachman over Zim Shmuel said, be careful with it, because this is the halacha l'maisa. V'rav, Omar Yeshlam, Rav says, no, they have a derech. So what's the Bia Machlekes? Pashup Shad, the Bia Machlekes is, if Meicher b'ayin yafa, Meicher b'ayin ra Meicher. Shmuel holds, l'shitasai, that Meicher b'ayin yafa Meicher, which means, when I sold the outside property to my brother, I gave it to him in full. and he even owns the derech. He even has the right derech to get to my property. He owns everything. And if I want to walk through his property to get to my property, I have to pay him. If I want to take irrigation through his property to get to my property, I have to pay him. Because when I sold him, I sold to Ba'an Yofa. Shmuel Shittah said, the Pasuk of Akiva, that was Ba'an Yofa. Rav says, no, I have a derech, because Moichah Ba'an Ra, and I left over the derech myself. I took the inside property, I paid you off, and you paid me off to take the outside. You paid me. I sold it to you. You paid me to take the outside one. So I still retained to myself the derech, the way to walk in. So the machlokes, Rav and Shmuel here, is exact same machlokes like before. And it's exact same machlokes. So Gemara says, no, it doesn't have to be exact same machlokes. You need both of them. It's still a tamayu, but tzricha, you need both cases, both machlokes. Diashmina bahi, if you only said the case of the brothers, so maybe bahi kama Rav, really, maybe Rav would hold also Ba'ayin Yafa. So why here does he get a right to have a derech to go into his inside property? When we make a chalukah, even if we pay some money, but we want to live the same way our fathers lived. And since our father lived, he walked through this chaser to get the next chaser. I want to have that right also. It says in the pasuk, instead of your two children take over the father. And if I want the same rights. But maybe in the case of who we pass like, maybe we pass like Shmuel says, if it's the chalukas before who we pass like Rekiva Rabbanon, this Shmuel says we pass on Yafa. But maybe by the case of brothers, because of the din of maybe he agrees to Rav that you don't have to purchase a derech, and he retains the right to derech, the inside guy, just like the father did. So tricha. Therefore, you need both machloikasim. You need machloikas who he passing like Ayin Ra and Yafa, and we also need the machloikas by Akam Shecholku. Only Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Rav Nachman is the one who says like Shmuel that we passing like Rav Akiva. Rav Huna passing like Rav who holds like the Chacham. So Rav Nachman asked Rav Huna, Hilchos Kavasein or Kalachos Kavaseichu? Is Halacha like us or Halacha like you? Amalei Hilchos Kavaseichu. Rav Huna answered, Halacha like you, Rav Nachman, which means you pass like Rav Akiva. Why? Why pass like Rav Nachman? The Mekarai Aisul Abava the Reish Galusa, because you are close to the Bezdin of Reish Galusa, Shichi Daini. You're close to the door of the Reish Galusa, and there's a lot of Dayanim there all the time. Because Rav Nachman was the Chasna de Benesia, he was the son-in-law of the Nasi, and therefore. He hung out with all of the Dayanim. So he knows what the Minig HaDayanim is. And therefore, if you say that we pass the Rekiva, Ba'an Yafa Meicher, that's the Halacha. Itmar, we learned. Shnei Batim Zelefnim is that you have two houses, one in front of the other one. And in order to get to the house B, you have to walk through house A. And this case wasn't a regular case of Mechira, where the guy who lived in B sold A. That wasn't the case yet. Here the case was that Reuven sold both A and B to two different people. A went to Shimon, and B went to Levi. And both were sold. So Shnei Batim Zelefnim is there. Shnei B'Mecher, they both sold, or Shnei Matana, both given as presents. Ein lem derech zelzeh. They do not have a derech zelzeh. And the reason is because each one, when I give, just like I gave the inside guy, the B, I gave him everything, so I gave A everything also. I didn't leave anything out. I didn't leave a derech that belongs to the B in the A chelik. I gave A the entire chelik by Yafa, and I gave B the entire chelik. If I do it on Yafa and Ra, when I sell to two people, I always sell equally. I give you everything and give you everything. And same thing works for Matana. Saiba Mecha, Saiba Matana is how it works. And in culture game, the Chitzin is Matana, Pnimi Mecha. And of course, where the Chitzin was given to Matana, Matana is always more Ayin Yafa, so I definitely gave you everything. And the Pnimi doesn't have a Derech on you. And the Pnimi is only a Mecha. So then for sure, that's the Halacha. What about Chitzin B'Mecha or Pnimi Matana? What about if the outside guy was a sale, and then the inside guy was a Matana? Sava Minei. So he thought the halacha is ein lam derech zelzeh. No, derech, same thing, because the mecher is ba'ayin yafa, just like the pnimi is ba'ayin yafa. Velohi, it's not true. It's not true. If the matana always supersedes the mecher, velohi. Milei tana, didn't we learn at the end of this parak that even though we have machlokes or kivin the rabbanon about ayin yafa ayin ra, medva amurim b'mecher, only by someone who's selling something. Ava b'noisim matana, if I give matana, for example. Just to give an example of our case, so I give a bar. I give a bar for a present to someone. Then I gave him a derech. or the opposite case. I gave him a house and I retained the bar for myself. There, I don't get the derech. Why? Because I give him a tana, nerisin es kulam. I give him everything. Even Rabban agreed to that. I'm mandi yav matana ban yafu yav. Hachinami mandi yav matana ban yafu yav. And therefore, here, where you are meicher the pnimi and the outside is matana, you don't have there. In such a case, where the outside guy, it was in the opposite case. If the chitza is a mecher, the pnimi is matana. The pnimi is matana. Chitza is a mecher. The lacha is you get a derech. Why? Because since the inside guy is matana, it's ba'ayin yafa, and it overrides the mecher. And even if Rabbi Kiva holds every mecher is ayin yafa, still even if Rabbi Kiva, the ayin yafa matana is better than ayin yafa or the mecher. So even though chitza and mecher was ba'ayin yafa, maybe he should have the right to charge for the derech. But since pnimi matana, matana is more ayin yafa than mecher, and therefore, like the response speaks out right before the mishnah, the line before the mishnah, filu Rabbi Kiva the islay ayin yafa gabi mecher, still gabi noisemika ayin yafa tvei. There's more ayin yafa matana. The hilchah yesh derech loyla pnimi al chitzain. Therefore, pnimi is let a walk through a chitzain. The mucha milsda ayin yafa etzlo tvei mechitzain. It's clear that is more positive and more generous to the guy in the inside and the guy on the outside. Why? Because you have a matana, give him a matana. And therefore, Allah will be is, he does not have to buy the derech, he has a derech. So just to recap what we learned on this Amud, first we had Machlekes, we passed like the Chamud or Rav Akiva. And then we had another Machlekes, but Akam Shchalku, which sounded very similar. And we said that maybe there's a Trichasa. And then we said, Lamaisa, we passed like Rav Nachman, who says we passed like Rav Akiva. And then the last Gemara we had is that if you're not selling and retaining something yourself, you're selling everything, then everyone is equal. The only exception would be is if the chitzain is bemecher and the primi is matana, in such a case, the primi will get more and the primi will get a derech, a right to walk through the chitzain.